eyes. There was no love for her auntie there. Soulcatcher laughed. She was a cruel thing at times. She made a gesture. The child shrieked, thrashed in agony. She fought her cries, not wanting to give her tormentor the pleasure, but her body couldn't be controlled by her will, powerful as that was. You think your mother was here? You have no mother, neither my sister nor Kina. This voice was that of an accountant reporting the week's profits. I am your mother now. I am your goddess. I am your only reason for living. I moved my viewpoint slightly so I could see them better. Maybe my movement disturbed the lamp's flame. Maybe a breath of wind crept in from outside. Whatever, Catcher shut up and gave a lot more attention to her surroundings. After a minute during which she just turned slowly, in silence, she mused, "There's something here, and you sensed it right away." The girlish giggle returned. "Right away. And you thought it might be Kina. But it isn't, is it?" Soulcatcher made a sudden gesture with her gloved left hand, fingers dancing too fast to follow. The brat collapsed, unconscious. Catcher settled with her back to the cave wall, dragged a pair of ragged leather sacks closer. I could smell nothing out there, but I bet she reeked as bad as Howler. She was vain enough to guarantee herself incredible beauty and sensuality, but not vain enough to waste much time on personal hygiene. Maybe the smell would help me push her away if memories of Sara didn't do the trick. She almost caught me. It didn't look like she was doing anything but stirring through her trash, and my thoughts distracted me. I saved myself because she was used to living alone or with crows. She reasoned aloud, "If it was the freak goddess, I'd smell her." And she tried to do something stupid. But somebody else has been prowling around too. Let's find out who. Maybe it's my beloved sister. The voice that spoke those last few words was powerfully vicious. Her hand sprang out of one leather sack, sudden as a snake strike, but I was on the move, cleverly not toward the entrance. Her all but invisible net of black thread whooshed past 2 feet away. As soon as it fell, I headed toward the exit. I didn't know if she could catch me for real, but I had no urge to find out. Soulcatcher laughed. This was no giggle. This was full-blown, malicious, adult amusement. "Whatever you are, I can't fool you, can I?" She sure could. That was why I was getting out while I could. Like all the 10 must have been, she was way more scary than would seem at first exposure. The madness leaked through only slowly. Catcher made a series of gestures employing every finger on each hand. She spoke in one of those tongues sorcerers favor, this one probably that of her childhood. I felt a truly ugly presence approaching as I was about to slip my ghostly nose into the crack that would take me outside. A shadow wriggled in. It cringed. It shuddered. It responded to Catcher's will. I didn't hang around to find out what she wanted it to do. It was enough to know that Soulcatcher had discovered a way to manipulate shadows, which meant that, with the last Shadow Master barely finished kicking, a new Queen of the Darkness was about to rise. She is.